Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. What is intelligence? Just because a computer is now the grandmaster of chess, can computers think? Our guest is a computer scientist, Dr. Melanie Mitchell. She, along with a stellar group of other scientists, is working with complex systems, from immunology and financial markets to intelligence and life itself. Dr. Mitchell's name is closely associated with one of the tools these scientists use, genetic algorithms. A genetic algorithm is a computer program, a piece of software. With it, a scientist defines a problem, then sets the computer the task of evolving solutions to that problem. As the name suggests, genetic algorithms are inspired by biology.
So it's just like, you know, Darwinian evolution, where you have all these organisms that are the fitter ones, the ones that are better able to survive in their environment, get to have more children. This is the same thing. You have an environment, which is the problem you want to solve. And then the ones that solve it the best get to have children. And so over time, you get the children getting better and better at solving the problem. If you can pose your problem to the computer, then the computer can, in principle, evolve a solution to your problem.
Dr. Melanie Mitchell is one of the world's leading practitioners of and authorities on genetic algorithms. Dr. Mitchell is currently staff scientist in biophysics, working at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in Los Alamos, New Mexico. She and her colleagues are working to evolve computer programs that will recognize images from satellites, particularly the ability to recognize different kinds of vegetation. Before Los Alamos, Dr. Mitchell was a faculty member at the Santa Fe Institute. Dr. Mitchell earned her PhD at the University of Michigan, working with intellectual giants of our time, John Holland and Douglas Hofstadter. Bill Russell and I went to Los Alamos, New Mexico, to meet one of the people working at the very leading edge of science.
Melanie Mitchell, sometimes one person helps me to really focus on how big the changes are in the times in which we live. You talk in your terrific book, An Introduction to Genetic Algorithms, about the revolution that was instigated by computers. Now, that's one piece of that as I sit talking with a computer scientist. But to sit talking with a computer scientist at Los Alamos, which many people associate with the beginning of the nuclear age, I can get away with saying this is a time of great change, can't I?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about how this looks from a computer scientist's perspective, would you please?
Well, it's funny that you say being at Los Alamos, because Los Alamos was in a lot of ways instigated the beginning of the computer age.
I think of that as the nuclear age, but say more about the computer age.
World War II really spurred people to figure out how to do calculations automatically. And back in the 30s and 40s, in fact, here at Los Alamos, they had what they called computers, which were a whole room full of women. It was all women because most of the men, of course, had gone off to fight in the war, who would sit at their desks and do calculations, pen and paper calculations.
They would compute
things? To compute missile trajectories and other kinds of military calculations. And they were called computers.
The women?
That was the term that was used to describe them. They were computers. In fact, one of my professors in graduate school, who was around during that time, used to say that he married a computer. His wife was one of those. But a lot of people, actually people here at Los Alamos in particular, saw the potential for what they then were calling electronic computers or automata, which meant machines that actually could go ahead and do this kind of missile calculation. And pioneers of the computers like John von Neumann and people like that were here, and they built their computers here, among other places. So you can really think of Los Alamos as a place where the computer age, at least in some part, had its beginning.
Well, you talk about computers as creating a revolution in both science and technology. Well, as much of the human experience in the modern day or postmodern as is affected by science and technology. That's a major change in how we are as creatures, isn't it?
That's true. I mean, computers just affect everything we do now. I mean, at least from most people who live in industrialized societies, and more for people all over the world. Things that you don't even know about in your life are affected by computers. Like, you know, whenever you do a credit card transaction or whenever you make a phone call or whenever you use the electricity in your house, all of that, a lot of the controls for those kinds of systems are done by computers.
Go ahead, Bill.
The scientific part of this, I mean, we think of computers as being tools, things that we use to do, you know, essentially fast arithmetic, the kinds of things you're talking about, switching telephone circuits, balancing your bank account, those kinds of things. But with respect to the science itself, it seems that there are a couple of pieces with computers. One, they can do much, they can do calculations a lot faster, which opens up vistas that were probably not available or were available only with great difficulty before. You know, the really complex calculations when the, you know, the partial, seventh order partial differential equations or whatever. And the other piece seems to be the ability of computers to help visualize these large data sets. And it would seem that both of those have had a, you know, just if you take traditional science, that both of those have had a substantial impact on how science is done.
Would you like to answer that when we come back?
That's an assertion.
And when we figure out what the question is, we'll be back. This is the Paula Gordon Show. We are delighted to be with Dr. Melanie Mitchell at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Please be with us when we return.